Let's see how the public responds to the nominee that we put forward. The one thing I think is important to dispel is any notion that somehow this is some well-established tradition or some constitutional principle that a president in his last year of office cannot fill the Supreme Court vacancy. It's not in the text of the Constitution. Ironically, these are Republicans who say they believe in reading the text of the Constitution and focusing on the intent of the Constitution. None of the founding fathers thought, you know, when it comes to the president carrying out his duties, he should do it for 3 years and then on the last year stop doing it. That there's an argument that, well, the president shouldn't do this because he is a lame duck. Well, the truth of the matter is that traditionally the term lame duck refers to the 2 or 3 months after an election has taken place in which a new president is about to be sworn in. I've got a year to go. I don't think they would approve of me abdicating on my duties as commander-in-chief, stop doing all the other work that I got to do. Well, this is part of my job. There's been arguments that for 80 years this has been the tradition. Well, that's not the case. Justice Kennedy was approved after being nominated by Ronald Reagan in Ronald Reagan's last year of office. They say, well, that's different because he had been nominated in 1987, even if he was confirmed, or 85, even if he was confirmed in 86. Well, the notion that there's some two-month period in which suddenly it all flips and everything shuts down, that's not a credible argument. What other arguments are they making? They suggest that, well, there have been a couple of times where Democrats said it would be wise for a president not to nominate someone. First of all, we know senators say stuff all the time. Second of all, these were comments that were made where there was no actual nomination at stake. So it has no application to the actual situation that we have right now. So we'll see how this plays itself out. But I'm going to do my job. I'm going to nominate somebody and let the American people decide as to whether that person is qualified. And if they are qualified, let the American people decide whether there's enough time for the U.S. Senate to hold hearings and have a vote. It's not as if, from what I see, the Senate calendar is so full that we don't have time to get this done.